You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Shalom, aloha, welcome to the Man Dog Pod Monday episode. It's me, Dan Lippert, with Ryan Rosenberg.
What's happening, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm hot. It's hot again.
Sucks.
We're back into hot August. There was like a little lull.
Yeah. Was it a hog August last year?
I think it's always a hog August.
It is a hog August.
Yeah.
Every day, a little worried about global warming, but when it's hot days, yeah, you're super worried.
Right.
I am.
I can't even get that far. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
it's, yeah.
It makes me cough hot.
You can't accomplish a single thing.
You can't.
On a hot day.
You can't do anything. You should really be vacationing all summer. School's had it right.
3 months, you go to the lake.
Everybody should be off in summer.
But then who would...
How do we get around it?
Get
How
us
do
our
we
coffees?
Get around economy?
Yeah.
And things we need.
Yeah.
God, we all need 3 months off, don't you think?
I really think a national 3 months off, everyone would come back so nice.
It would
and
be it would change this generation.
Wow, that's such a
good
pitch.
We had 3 months off. I'm calling Biden. 3 months off, you're in school again, you're out of school.
Yeah.
And everybody just gets a break.
You can't go to the doctor.
You can't.
Unless
you need it, have to.
But who? The doctor's off.
Oh, right.
Everyone's off.
I don't know. Might be
maybe here. Well, you do want it to be at the same time, but maybe it's more. You split the country up. A to K last names.
Yeah.
It's
like year-round school. Where you have tracks.
Yeah, and then L through Z get 3 months, and so.
What about this? Every other month, off.
Off.
I feel like I could be so productive in 30 days had I known the next 30 days I don't have to be.
Yeah.
I could cram. I'm doing it like that already.
Yeah. September 30th, I'm doing a whole month's worth of work, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, my month off is coming. I got to do everything.
Well, yes,
I'm cramming.
Of course. But how much work do we really have?
It feels never ending.
It feels never ending, but also it feels like If it didn't have to do with anyone else, I could sit down and knock it out in 2 days.
Yeah.
But it's all like...
You're waiting on responses.
Yeah.
Moving pieces and things like that.
I know. I got to get into a field where I can just do what I want with my head down and then check out. Well, who does that? Tech?
Do they?
I need to learn tech.
Tech? Well, you're still relying on people in tech. You got to do...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who it is.
Elon.
You got to be Elon.
That's right.
You know, when I start talking about work, I just go like, I had one of those things that when you're away, you start to realize what you miss and what you don't.
Because you were touring?
Touring and then in Utah for a wedding.
Right.
And when you come back to it, it's like, I know what I don't want to be doing anymore. And it's all the goddamn administrative work in my life. That's like
emails.
It's crazy how much of our lives is administrative for a quote creative career.
Totally.
I feel like I'm never being creative.
Almost all of it.
Yeah.
It's like we plan one cool thing a month and have to email about it for 20 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels
like. It's so frustrating.
And I'm fed up with it. And I think I'm just going to hire an assistant with what money I do not know. And just watch the bank account dwindle.
But I also feel like even if I have an assistant, I'd be like, oh, stop asking me these questions.
Yeah,
I'd be like, just do it and let me know when to show up.
Yeah.
I don't really, here's the truth about me. I don't really care.
No.
I don't, as long as everything works out.
That's good.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
Just get me there. I'll do my best and then we'll be done.
Yeah, you want to just be carted around and.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Be really nice. I just don't really care about little details. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, whatever works for you guys, great.
Yeah.
Slot me in. I'm there.
Right.
Which, of course, doesn't always work, but. Well, folks, today we're going to do a little bit of improvisation.
Yeah.
Comedy prov. But we just want to check in, say a little bit of a hello. We're hoping you're having a nice ass August.
Nice ass August.
And that it flows into a beautiful September.
We'll have to say now, just to remind everyone, we have the new Big Grande Teacher's Lounge season at biggrandewebsite.com.
That's right.
This week you'll be going into the fourth episode, coming out every Thursday. So go to the website, throw $10 down, and get the seven-episode season of Big Grande Teacher's Lounge. Pumped.
And as everybody on Mandog already knows, we put out Subway from Exit 42 last week.
Yeah.
It was an animated thing on the Mandog account. Hopefully you guys like that. It's going to go public in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I guess a week from this. But we're really excited about that. That was sort of a long time coming, and it's cool to see one of our pieces fully animated like that.
Yeah, we started that process in 2020
super
of getting it animated. It's been done for a while. I think
Flushed was the first one,
and then
this one and stuff. But it's cool to see like the full. I love it. It just feels like a little pilot with Casey's lovely theme song and Matt's animation. It just all feels really cool.
Yeah.
So we hope you guys enjoyed that, and the rest of the world will be seeing that next week.
Yeah.
What else is coming up? More Big Grande? Yeah, that's about it.
That's the main stuff. If you're in Chicago, we'll be coming to the Lincoln Lodge the 28th and 29th of October.
We're trying to make that into a bigger tour. So if you are in the Midwest or the East Coast and you know of a theater that would love to host us, hit us up.
We're booking those now, October, late October, early November. But yeah, if you've got a comedy theater in town, let us know what it is so that we can check in with them.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, with no further ado, let's jump right into the comedy.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Rain.
Dog.
Okay, come on in. Come on in and grab a seat.
All right. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, pleasure to have you here. Pleasure to meet you finally. I know they did the first two parts of this interview over Zoom, and I think in person we're going to get to learn a lot.
It's really nice to be in the building. I will say it's a wonderful building you guys have.
Thank you. And we're proud of it. And I don't know how it's worked for you in the past, but we're hiring new blackjack dealers. And so, and we just want to be thorough about it because we've had some issues with our dealers. We haven't been thorough enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the MGM, you know, so people expect a certain thing when they come into here.
Right.
It's MGM Reno, but it's still the MGM name.
Big deal to me.
Thank you.
Everything in Reno makes sense to me. I think it's important. I live here.
Are you from here originally?
Not originally, but I came a few years ago, and I've been dealing down at the El Dorado, so I know what I'm doing.
Great.
You know?
Wow, lovely space.
And it's not as nice as the MGM, definitely, but hey, the numbers are the same.
Yeah, it's still 21, right?
Absolutely, or 22, if you're pushing. Sometimes they push on 22.
What do you mean?
Sometimes, obviously, there's certain tables, depending on the rules, where a 22 is a push.
Oh, a 22 push. I see what you mean there.
Yeah.
We don't abide by that. We are by the book blackjack here.
Okay, straight up.
Yeah, there's no 22.
No double deck, no switch, blackjack switch.
No, never. One deck.
Okay.
Single
deck only.
Single deck only. We want. It's a gamer's casino.
Okay.
You know, we want everybody to feel like they're not being cheated by the house.
Of course.
It's the issue with gambling is it's become so much of a battle between the house and the player. That's not what we want here.
No, it's interdependence. You want somewhere to come gamble, and we want to give you that opportunity.
Yeah.
And I put myself in as we.
Well, I love your thinking. We started with 500 interviewees.
Really?
Whittled it down to 475. That first one should have been a bigger whittle, I think.
I big agree. But this is the third interview round
for everybody? Round. Yes. Oh, well, the third interview for everybody, and now we're down to two.
Oh.
So it's just you and one other person.
Wow.
And I don't want you to feel competitive about it at all, because the fact that you made it this far means you're a great prospect.
Absolutely. I feel very confident in my skills, and I think they speak for themselves. Obviously, the video I sent in showed a lot of speed and sure-footedness when counting to 21.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks for itself. I don't have to impress anybody is all I'm saying.
7 + 2.
9.
You're really good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, one thing I wanted to check in about the video, just since you pointed out.
Sure.
We will obviously be providing the outfits, but the video outfit, this is just a question out of curiosity. Did you need one last minute, or?
I was just trying my best.
Yeah.
I was just trying my best. I was like, I haven't really been to MGM. I know it's a new open, and I haven't seen what you guys were wearing, so I just sort of took a shot in the dark.
Right.
The obvious criticisms are probably looked a little too much like an old-timey bartender. I had a, you know, the garter on each arm a little bowler hat, and, you know, I do have a bird. That's probably what you were hearing in the background of the video.
Definitely.
Yes.
Now, okay. Most people, they're birds. It's like a parrot or something like that. Mm-hmm. This was not. This was a...
It's a condor.
Yeah.
It did reach in a couple times and sweep some of the chips off the table, which I apologize about. That part I should have edited.
Well, we're all good, I guess. Yeah, but it's good to know who you really are. And
I'm a bird guy.
Real quick on the condor thing. Do they like being cooped up in a studio apartment, or how does that, like, can they adapt? Does it ever go out?
Well, I wouldn't say he likes it, but I would say he accepts it. And we go for walks, you know, for flies and walks. And I have a long string, and a lot of people think it's a kite. Yeah. So they have no problem with me walking my bird around. And, it's actually become a pretty fun little Reno thing. People called me the Birdman of Reno, and you know, that's not going to interfere at all. I only do like Tuesday, Wednesday mornings. That's sort of my about town time.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know, obviously we want to be friendly to the dealer.
Right.
And
what shifts are you looking to fill, by the way? It said open shifts, but what are you really looking for? Are you looking for a swing guy? Are you looking for a morning guy?
Well, the way it works is we start you off on some of the slower shifts. So you know, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on a Monday. Mm-hmm. You know, 3 to 6 on a weekday,
right?
Just to make sure that you can handle that.
Sure.
But in the midst of it, because we don't want you to get complacent there, we also throw you into one of the busiest shifts ever.
Ooh.
Just so that we know that you can also handle that right away.
And can I ask, I spent some time in Vegas. What is the busiest shift here in Reno? Is there a certain event or a...
Well, at the MGM, it's the shift right after Cheech and Chong do their set right now. They're doing a residency.
Really?
Yes.
I would love to see that.
It's amazing. It's because they're doing some of the old stuff. Dave's not here, all that. But then some new stuff. I'm old and I still smoke weed. And
really?
Yeah.
That sounds really funny or informative, whichever.
It's great. Yeah, no, it's mostly an informative show, which is really fun. And then they've been working a lot with the Cirque du Soleil people, which is really fascinating.
Really? Cheech du Soleil.
See, it's Cheech du Soleil.
That's awesome.
Where, there's a part of the show where they get quote unquote high on stage, and a big marijuana pipe floats out. And it becomes kind of a clowning circus whole thing, yeah.
Wow. They'll never stop. Cheech and Chong have just been blowing my mind since day one.
They love to work. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You know,
great guys, too, by the way.
Are they? Do they hang?
I've noticed
a lot of the acts come through, and they sort of treat the regulars here, you know, the people that work here every day as, you know, second class.
Right.
They hang.
They're a blast.
That's
cool. And they love to tell stories. And
really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I don't want to be too forward, but I would love this job. I think I would be a really good fit here.
Happy to hear it.
And I really think that you guys could use me. You know, I'm one of the fastest counters in the West, the Northwest. And Southwest, they got a lot of fast counters. But the Northwest, I'm pretty fast. And, you know, I'm an easy, fun guy to get along with.
9 plus 7.
13, 16. Okay. Sometimes it takes me 2, but that's okay. I was, it's harder when I'm being interrupted to count. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have to be prepared.
But I agree. I do have to be prepared.
What's an ace worth? What's an ace worth?
Either 11 or 1.
Nicely done.
I knew that one.
Big check mark there.
I knew that one. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I guess one of the questions I have is with management. Are you overseeing management directly, or are you more the owner? Because I see you in the big hat, and I'm wondering, are you sort of hanging out in the break room? Are we going to be working side by side, or are you sort of, you know, just here for the interview?
I like to hobnob. I like to be a part of it. I like to know what's going on. I find the further away you are from things, the more things get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm not a micromanager. My pit boss really likes to have full control of the floor. She's big and she's mean. And I don't want to step on any toes with her. Yeah,
they should be.
Yeah,
they should be. A pit boss to me should be someone who intimidates every single customer and is also not nice. You know, you shouldn't have a good time when the pit boss walks over.
Well, it's my ex-wife. And so that's an interesting relationship because I would describe her as both those ways. Not nice and mean looking.
Interesting.
And, she was always that way, and I thought I could change her. And
well, maybe you're into that. Maybe that sort of does it for you. And hey, who's to judge? You know, we've all been with people that you know, we are weird. When you look back,
yeah. And I don't want to ask you. I can describe mine, but of course, just based on, you know, all the harassment training I have, I can't ask you if you've been with anyone weird. You feel free to volunteer that information, but I can't follow up.
Well,
on that.
I was so. With a weird lady once. She owned a dump. and her thing was sort of, you know, going in after hours and getting her hands dirty. And it was tough because a lot of our dates were at the dump. She was dirty handed and I was just driving.
Dump dates.
And well, I bet you saw it coming, but there was a dump. There was a big, she dumped me.
She dumped me
because I was being too difficult at the dump apparently. And I'm like, hey, good riddance. I don't want to be here.
There's something sad about that. If I'm putting myself in your position,
yeah.
Of you don't even have a high opinion of dump lady, and then she dumps you. Like you were giving her a second chance, and it doesn't sound like she was giving
which
you any.
Which should make me go like, okay, then who cares? I didn't want to be here anyway. But it hurts more,
it
like
does.
You're saying, because you're like spruces my ego. It's like, no, I wasn't thinking one of us was the loser.
Yeah,
but if I were, I definitely wasn't thinking it was me.
Oh,
I
every couple, yeah.
I make tips.
The only tip she's getting is what she is, you know.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
That's the tip she's getting. Don't do that. We're not taking any of this stuff at the pawn shop.
Oh, God. It's good because I agree with that. In every relationship, there's one of them's the loser.
Yeah.
You can't both be winners.
Well, you don't want to see it that way, but that is how you feel.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And then, you know. With my ex, the pit boss, that's the thing. We were both bosses.
Right.
Well, neither of us was willing to be the loser.
You
got to
be bosses of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that now.
So, but we still work at the casino together, and I leave the pit. I leave the floor and the tables kind of to her.
You're kind of scared of the floor.
No. No, I just leave them to her.
Okay, good. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's
really good. Now, can I ask you a large question? A big problem I had at my last job, because I feel like we're really getting along here. Employee meals. Are we allowed to have them? Can they be whatever you want? And do I get a discount?
Okay.
Because at my last place, and I'm not demanding that, those are just sort of the questions I have.
Right. It's good to come in with questions and to have your own concerns alleviated and answered so we don't get off on the wrong foot from day one.
Right.
Just speaking for my own emotional state here, I'm a little concerned that was such an early question for you. I feel like I do wonder what happened at your last place because employee meals have never been an issue here.
Well, shifts can be long. You know, I don't know how you guys are planning it here at MGM, but I used to work 24-hour shifts, 36-hour shifts. Yeah, they really overwork you.
With breaks?
Well, yeah, with breaks. They say that they give you breaks, but then they only give you 10 minutes, and then you go to Fat Burger, and the burger doesn't finish frying. I get a full deep-fried burger. And then I can miss it. And then, you know, I'm 36 hours in having not eaten and my numbers get a little woozy.
Well, I don't want that to happen for you.
Neither.
Your numbers get woozy?
No. That was a mistake that I said. No.
8 + 3.
11.
Nice.
Double down. I would double down.
I would
That's
too.
What the book would say.
Yeah, yeah. Double down on 11.
Yeah. Have you read the book, by the way?
Which were you referring to? Blackjack for Dummies?
Yes. Yeah, right. The one that tells you all the numbers, the one that you're supposed to recommend to the, you know, the client.
I don't read books. Really? I did listen to Doyle Brunson kind of mumble his way through one on tape.
Oh, good. He does blackjack?
Yeah. I mean, those guys, they play everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that was good. I listened to Phil Hellmuth screams the numbers. Which was good.
That's a great one, actually, because sometimes you don't really get it until somebody pushes it in. You know what I mean?
They
push it into your psyche. And he's good at that.
He's really good at that. Because I usually fall asleep listening to audiobooks. You can't with Hellmuth.
Right.
You've read the book. And the book is interesting because the first chapter is just math, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's just straight up the numbers. The second chapter is obviously style. style of the dealer, style expected of the pit boss, etc. Obviously, the pit boss is supposed to be wearing the most professional, boring suit you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The dealers are supposed to be wearing whatever's mandated by the company.
Right.
You know, you want them to all look the same so that nobody feels like, you know, they're getting cheated by someone's different style.
Absolutely. Like that. Absolutely.
And do you guys provide the uniforms, or do I have to go?
Stipend. So, okay. We do a uniform stipend because mm-hmm. we like a little flair. Okay. We like to, we do, we here actually like our dealers to show a little bit of themselves.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, your under your vest, whatever the button up is, can be whatever you want. We
really?
Only ask that it is in the MGM colors, kind of an orange
wow.
lion style color.
That's fun. So dress like a lion.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Okay. And of course you can't have the lion mane or anything.
Don't do
like
the mane.
That or the yeah.
Okay.
Which you kind of did in your video. I would only want to say kind of did.
Well, again, I was guessing. I just hadn't opened yet, and I wanted to take a swing. A lot of times when you're sending in a video, it's more important to be remembered than to be right. You know?
And we did remember you.
That's right.
And you'd be surprised how many forgettable dealers we see there.
That's
and
right.
And what I liked about your video is you showed us every possible way to do your hand thing when you're done dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
security is extremely important. We know that number one thing at the casino is cameras, cameras, cameras.
Yes, yes.
So I want to show every camera.
Very nice handwork.
You know what I mean?
It's right in front of me here. It's even better than on the video. I love that.
It's a big thing I practice, to be honest. Everybody knows the numbers. Do you know how to show you're not stealing chips? Because that's what your employer really wants to know. Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm not stealing chips. I never have and I never will.
I love to hear that. And mm-hmm. I want to go back to the lunch question now because mm-hmm. you said chips and it made me think of food. To be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure we have a clear answer on that.
Sure.
Hour-long lunch break for an eight-hour shift. That's
really?
State law. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's state law. So okay. Your last employer was breaking the law.
Wow.
A six-hour shift, you required a 30-minute break.
Okay.
And we only ask that you wash your hands after you eat whatever you eat so that you don't grease up the cards, the chips, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We had our last guy, he liked barbecue. And he thought... Washing Sloppy. Your hands would make you less immune mm-hmm. to germs and stuff. And so it was a big battle. And he was
That's
sick all the
mistake.
Time. All the cards were covered in barbecue sauce.
Well, absolutely. I wash my hands every morning and I wash them every night before bed, just like brushing my teeth. That's for sure.
Interesting.
And then I also do it after and before each meal.
Good.
Every time I take a drink, every time I collect or pass out chips, I'll wash my hands.
That's going to slow you down, I think. Here.
A little.
I don't know that we need it every time. Maybe... Purell or something.
But it slows
moments.
Down the losses. You know, it slows down the wins, but it does also slow down the losses.
Uh-huh.
You want the people at the table.
You do.
I think.
I do just worry how, because are you doing the full happy birthday twice hand wash every time?
Yes.
Every time you touch a player's chips, you're doing the full happy birthday hand wash.
Yes. I bring a little sink in and I just have a little, you know, and I'll still sort of keep them entertained. I'll chat with them, whatever. I'll say, it's just like shuffling. I just mm-hmm. got to wash my hands after each hand. Because I don't trust these pigs that come in here. I mean, if you play at a casino, you're disgusting, right? I mean, isn't that how you feel?
I don't know. I mean, I was raised in a casino. And,
never mind.
You know, yeah. I've always been a fan of the casino lifestyle. Met
really?
My first wife here, divorced her here, you know.
You divorced her at the place you met her?
Yeah.
Did you have a ceremony?
Yeah, Elvis did it. we had a Freddie Mercury impersonator do the marriage, and an Elvis do the divorce.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Did he do any numbers, any songs?
Yeah. I wish Hound Dog wasn't directed at me.
Yeah, that's
that
tough.
That hurt my feelings.
That's
yeah.
tough.
And then he did I Can't Help Falling in Love With You directed at her.
Oh,
she's married
God.
To an Elvis impersonator
oh,
now. I think
God.
The one, it's hard to tell because they look like Elvis, but I think it was the one that did our divorce.
Yeah, tough to tell them apart. They're all such spitting images. Yeah, that's really tough. But hey, good on you for not totally leaving the lifestyle. I think if my wife would have married the Elvis that divorced us, it might have been tough for me to stay at the same place.
I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Just my thing here is, and it's tough for the people that like the casino vibe, no Elvis impersonators. None of them at the ETC stage, you know, mm-hmm. the smaller lounge.
Yeah.
None. I'll
well,
do
this
a
isn't
Sinatra.
Vegas. This isn't Vegas.
It's not Vegas.
This is Reno.
This is Reno.
We have our own stars.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
That guy couldn't cut it in Vegas, I bet. And now he's out here doing Elvis in Reno, and it's like, that's hack.
That's annoying.
Me, I'm not in Vegas because it's too hot.
Yeah.
I could do Vegas MGM. I could run the MGM there. It's much bigger, but I could run it.
Absolutely. I believe you.
I could run the Aria. I could, you know.
That's great. And I see that on you. I would love to be managed by you.
Thank you.
You seem like a real straight shooter. You know, you got the cowboy hat on. You seem very professional. You told me about your marriage and divorce in the interview. You just seem like a straight shooter who I can be honest with. You know, if I have an issue at work, I can let you know. And if you have an issue in your personal life, you'll probably let me know.
Yeah, I can't ask you again about yours, but they've really pounded that in. I can't ask people about their personal lives.
But if I tell, can you listen?
I can listen, and then I can ask follow-ups.
Okay.
Politely.
All right.
Jack 6.
16.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you. Sometimes it's not me taking a long time with the math. It's that I don't know what you're saying. It surprises me when you put two words together without a middle piece, and it's I don't know what I'm
right. doing. Contextually, you'll always know you're counting when you're on the job.
Yes, exactly. Because it's the job. Yes, exactly. All
right. Well, moving on, we do like our dealers to be flexible. I know this whole process has been blackjack related, but what is your relationships to craps, roulette?
I take one mantra? Every day. I'm just kidding. That's an old casino joke I learned.
You take a roulette every day?
A crap. I take a craps.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I play craps. I play roulette. I know how to spin the ball. I know how
to. That's really all you got to do with roulette.
Yeah. I know how to spin the ball. I know how to spin the wheel. And I know how to put the little thing on the thing.
Yeah, good. Well, I guess a little bit of roulette is the payout, right?
The payouts are longer. Corner. If you're going to put me on roulette, I probably need to be an assistant first, if I'll be honest. You know, I might need to be just the ball man, wheel man, and someone else is doing the payouts.
Yeah.
Surely I could graduate to payouts someday.
A big issue with the roulette table, I'm actually just going to put a little mini table here. It's strength of spin.
Mm.
Some people spin too hard. Some people spin too soft. So I just wanted to watch you spin a couple times and just see how that is.
Absolutely. I'll just use this ball here.
Great.
Not fake.
Thank you.
And here's the wheel and the ball.
Great. It just went over once and stopped there. So that we'll try it again.
Okay. Yeah. So you want a full spin.
Yeah. That would be great.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll spin the wheel this way, put the ball that way.
There you go. Really strong on that one.
All right. So a little softer. Okay. Looks like you got a Goldilocks here. All right. All right. No more bets. Well, actually, there's more. Go ahead and bet. I'm about to do the ball. Spin the wheel left. Spin the ball right. And no more bets.
No more bets. Good. Really good arm work on no more bets.
Red 23, the old Michael Jordan.
Wow. All right. That was great. That was great. I can trust you there.
Okay.
So moving on to craps table.
Okay.
Who's
got the dice and how many do we use? Two dice. Thank you. Here you go. You got two dice. Select your dice there. All right. So you selected these two dice.
Yeah, great.
You got the four back in the thing. Here's your roller. Go ahead and hit that back wall there. Make sure it gets all the way across.
All right. So let me try one here just to pretend I'm a person.
Okay. Six on. I got a little stick. Pull it around. Do some funny stuff with the stick.
Whoa. Push okay. It
back
funny.
To you.
A little personality there with the
stick. Yeah. You want to let them know that you know what you're doing with the old stick.
I was like Groucho Chaplin.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much.
Mix of the two greats. And Groucho Chaplin does the lounge. It's one of our performers.
Oh.
When you don't do Elvis impersonators. No, yeah. When you don't do Elvis impersonators, you run out of people. And there's a guy in Reno who does a crossover Groucho Marx.
Couldn't really nail either one of them. Knew he wanted a fake mustache. But wasn't really sure if it should be huge or tiny.
Yeah. And we kind of explained to him. One of the character's famous things, he doesn't talk at all. And the other one is all witticisms.
Right.
So he doesn't do very well, but it's just a hard show to book. We've got a 311 cover band. We've got Third Eye Blind cover band. We've got Three Doors Down cover band. So we're looking to get outside the threes, mostly.
Pretty specific.
Yeah.
Specific stuff. Yeah. Well, you know, I know some guys, some entertainers from back in the day who, you know, they're always looking for a gig. So not that that would be my job here, but no. I'm a team player. Right. And I would love to put you in contact with those guys if you're looking for another act.
Who is it? Can I ask?
Well, it's Carrot Top's little brother.
Okay.
Carrot Bottom. And let's see. We got Louis Anderson's older brother.
Okay. Does he do stand-up, Louis Anderson's older brother?
No, he's a painter. He's a painter. Oh, he does painting classes.
He would paint live.
Yeah, yeah. It's Dewey Anderson, the painter.
Dewey Anderson and yeah. Carrot Bottom?
Yeah, Dewey Anderson, Carrot Bottom. Who are the other guys I know?
We're looking for a magic act, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Let's see. Who can I think of? Obviously, the big Vegas ones are... who are those Tiger guys?
Siegfried and Roy, rest in peace.
Siegfried and Roy. One of yeah, them. I don't know them.
Good.
But I do know a guy who works with rats.
Okay, yeah.
His name is Sigmund. I could maybe put you in touch with him. He brings a big maze.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. Thank
okay,
you,
well, I'm just thinking. I mean, I know a lot of guys that I'm sure at some point there could be a connection there.
Great, yeah. So no to Sigmund the rat guy, but we'll look into Carrot Bottom and Dewey Anderson.
Okay, good.
Doing painting. And does Carrot Bottom do prop comedy or?
No. No. More observations, sort of like news stuff. News.
And then he does comedy on it?
It's like observations on topical. He's not booked a lot.
They're not witty observations. It's just.
They're like little knock-knock jokes about the current president.
Knock-knock Biden jokes.
Yeah, you see through most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll send you a video. I'll send you a video of his.
Okay. Okay. I'll watch that. That
again, not like my forte, but just, you know, I want to be in the mix and I want to be helping out wherever help is needed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, this has been going really well.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I probably won't put you on the roulette table just as of yet.
Makes sense.
Craps, we didn't get all the way through, but I was loving your energy and your arm work, you and that's so much
game.
Of it.
Yeah,
your stick game. So the only real thing, I have to just bring up this is the concerns part of the interview.
Sure.
And we'll just talk them through. Number one, can you leave your condor for 9 hours, 10 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is just a personal question about the condor. I know you're willing to, just as far as humane, is that humane to leave?
Yeah, I got a little hook outside the window, and I can just tie him to the hook. And then he can fly around, he can sit on the roof, he can do whatever he wants.
Is this a California condor, the endangered ones?
No.
I'll choose to believe you.
It is, but don't tell the government. Don't tell the government. And we're in Nevada anyway. It's not our state bird.
Is it just endangered in California?
It's not even California. It's just the bald eagle. Yeah,
Oh, is that true? The bald eagle is California state bird?
I believe so. Or the countries.
It's the countries for sure. Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
The California condor probably. Yeah, I guess I got an illegal bird. But he can fly around all day. I don't care. I don't care if my bird flies around all day while I'm at work. That doesn't bother me.
And just to clarify, he comes back or he's always tied to a string when
he's
he flies
around. He's on a string and he can fly in a, 200-foot radius.
It's a long string.
It's a very long string. It's a rope.
It's a raptor. Can he chew through the string, the rope?
He didn't know how. I've been doing this for so long, he just thinks that's how it goes.
Really? That's sad. It kind of reminds me of
myself. Birds are stupid.
Way.
But they're lovely.
Yeah, you like
birds are lovely. They're some of the most personable animals. A bird you can really connect with. A dog, I never could connect with dogs. But birds really work for me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: you bring a date home.
Mm-hmm.
They see the bird.
Oh, of course.
And
first of all, he's probably sitting on the bed. When they get home.
So he takes up the bedroom space a lot.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
The bedroom space is the kitchen space.
It's a studio, yes.
Yeah. You could see pretty much the whole apartment situation in my video, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the condor was just off screen. You saw his wing come in a couple times. There's just not a ton of space. But I bring a date home, I'll let them know that there's a surprise. And then when we get inside, they'll see the bird.
So you're on a date with somebody, it's going well, and then you go, just so you know, there's a surprise at my house.
Yeah, I'll say, I knew we were having a date tonight, so I brought a little surprise just in case we ended up here. That's not true. The bird's always there. It's not for the date, but I can make it seem like it is.
What benefit does that have?
It seems like I'm thoughtful.
So what are you implying that, like,
it immediately goes away?
You've got a California condor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Immediately, when she realizes I own the bird forever, the thoughtfulness is—it's not a great plan. But right. I'm usually more of a first date guy. Their choice.
Well, it sounds like that's.
I guess I like first dates, you know? I just like meeting people. I like letting people know I have a bird. I like, I don't know, I like really asking questions about a brand new person.
2 + 5.
6. 7.
Yeah, all right.
7.
I tell you, you're at about a 70% hit rate with the numbers, which on blackjack, we do
usually
want a little
they
higher.
Don't ask you. You can see them. I'm more right. of a visual.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So I just said down there, 3, 8, and a 5.
16.
Good work.
Thank
okay.
you.
So you're right. You are visual.
Thank you. Yes.
And 16, hit or stay?
Well, what the book would say to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
I'd stay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, what's I don't it? Fuck around with that stuff.
Dealer showing a jack.
Yeah, I don't want to bust. Let the dealer bust. You know, that's what we're going to do. We have to try.
We have to try. In fact, our the way we kind of have this set up, this is a little trade secret.
Yeah.
Our deck is set up so that the dealer will always bust at the beginning.
Really?
Then you're always
get them
chasing
confident.
The bust.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Legal?
Well, a lot of stuff we do here is probably not legal.
Well, you're going to have to teach me that. You're going to have to teach me yeah. how to set up that.
Oh, yeah. That's just, I mean, all it is it's sleight of hand. You shuffle one deck, then you switch decks and deal the one where the dealer busts.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. The other person that is interviewing for this job is incredibly skilled. They have a long history of working in casinos. Just a few little things. They don't have a bird to take care of.
Yeah, it seems discriminatory. I mean, anybody can have a bird. It's not really part of it.
But personality-wise, I feel like you and I are yes. vibing, and I feel like you would do well with the customers, and you're chatty, and I feel very comfortable with you.
Thank you so much. I feel the same way. You'd be great. You'd be a great dealer.
Thank you.
Not that you want to come down to where we are.
I'm not scared, but I don't want to be on the floor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the floor.
Did I ever, can I ask you one question? Yeah. Just because I feel like we are, I don't know about a friendship, but I'd grab a beer with you, you know?
Well, yeah.
Did it ever get physical between you and your wife?
The boss? Yeah, we made love.
No. Did she ever hurt you?
Emotionally? All the time. Mm-hmm. Physically, she did.
Also.
Well, it's tough because do you know when somebody gets foot surgery and then they're in one of those things that you put your knee in and you're kind of like walking, like almost like a pirate now?
Yeah.
They have those?
Yeah.
She would always walk over my toe when she was mad at me with that and say, oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh,
so God. It wasn't like she
and
threw
really
me
put all
and
of her weight
me.
On the roly part. Right,
she gave me all her weight. Yeah. And I could tell. And it's like, yo, you didn't see me? Because you never walk that heavy on that right leg.
That's really disappointing.
It's Ginger. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure she doesn't do it with Elvis or whoever.
I'm sure.
I don't know if he's Elvis at home
not
with her.
Not on his blue suede shoes. You kidding me? God, that's really disrespectful.
Thank you so much for seeing
that's
it my
really
way. Because there was a bit of a split here. A lot of people sided with her, a lot of the ground crew, the floor crew.
If it ever happens to her again, and I do have the fortune to work at this lovely casino, I will throw sand in her wheels.
You're hired.
So she, whoa, all right.
You're hired.
So she, you know, it's grittier. She's got to push harder.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Make it way
but
harder.
It's a subtle sabotage. I will happily do that for you.
Right when you said that, I said, that's a subtle sabotage. This guy thinks deeper than just immediate retribution.
Yeah, you can't just tip her over.
No.
You got to put sand in the wheels.
Like what I've been doing is I have been trying to, just on the internet, message boards and whatever, sully Elvis's name.
So smart.
I'm playing the long game here.
So smart. Do you know he stole all of his music?
That's good. I'm going to use that.
That's true.
Because so far, I don't know what to say about him. I love the guy.
Everybody loves
so,
Elvis.
Yeah, so this is good. Yeah. All right, great. Yeah. Elvis stole from who?
Everybody. Mostly black musicians.
Okay, wow. Oh, that's...
You should cancel him. If he wasn't dead, he'd be canceled.
Elvis canceled. Yep. Not to mention all the peanut butter.
Too much peanut butter, this guy.
I'm going to use that too.
Yeah.
Your thing is way worse.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it's too much peanut butter. Some people will be mad about
it. The peanut butter hive get mad at him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's over.
Okay, great.
It's over.
Well, so let's do this. I'd love to come over and meet the bird, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Great. So let's head over.
And I'll tell you what, the bird would love to meet you.
Is that true?
Yes.
How can you tell?
he didn't really do personality.
Okay.
I think we have a connection, but he's not a mammal.
No.
And so you can never really tell.
No.
They got a different system.
That's what I wondered about birds.
Yeah, but
birds.
You should come over. He seems nice.
Well, it was a pleasure. I didn't get your name.
Steven.
Steven, yes. Nice to meet you.
And I didn't get yours, Mr.
Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Well, I really look forward to the opportunity to work with you and for you. And I say let's do it.
Great. Well, we're all in on you here, Steven. And the way...
Poker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The way payment works is obviously tips.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's $15 an hour. And then
I pay you or you pay me?
We pay you, yeah, of course. Okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Sometimes sometimes they want to do it like a cosmetologist where you have to rent the chair.
Oh, nope. No. Yeah, great. We pay you.
Great.
And then there's bonuses based on how poorly people do at your tables.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know
subtly it's, bad advice, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah,
sound good?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Great. Well, let's go get a sandwich and okay. Let's meet this bird.
Absolutely.
Let's finish
the sandwich before we get home.
Because?
The bird.
Will.
Eat you or your sandwich, depending on how tightly you hold onto it. He's a big bird.
All right, that's fair.
All right. All right. I love you.
See you.
Oh, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg. This is Mr. Dan Lippert. And we just want to say a big thank you to all of our patrons for supporting us, as well as Brian Holmes and Hannah Rehack for all the production help, Casey Trailer for our song, and Annie Wu for our logo.
Thank y'all, and thanks to everybody for listening, and to you, Ryan. What a good time.
And to you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.